Oh, that's what you do. Anyway, it is exact. It is 8 o'clock. It is 8 o'clock Sky Alpha time. It's the 30th of January 2020, and we have reached that time of the day, of the week, for the Rights for Education topic of the day. Yeah, man, it's a lovely Thursday. I hope everyone everywhere is actually enjoying themselves. It is ID Dubs and Toby on the Alpha Breakfast Show. We will welcome you guys. We're going to be talking about pharmacies and something called smart lockers and how they are going to be relating each other today. How they are related to each other today.
Absolutely.
Hey, ta-da. Now, there's someone called Neo. Neo.
Come.
Now, Hutiri. Hutiri. Neo Hutiri is the winner of the 2019 Africa Prize for Engineering Innovation. The South African engineer has designed a collection of smart lockers managed by his company, Telebox. Now, these aim to help combat the current strain on the public healthcare system caused by a high number of patients and insufficient funding. Now, what is the problem? Now, Hutiri was inspired to design his smart lockers when he was diagnosed with tuberculosis in 2014. He required a repeat prescription of medication. He found that when collecting these pills, he would often have to wait for up to 3 hours. Now, this was partly because of staff shortages and large numbers of patients with chronic illnesses, such as HIV and AIDS, needing repeat prescriptions. That whole thing, y'all, you are going to be taking pills for life type of vibe.
Right.
Now, about 70% of the prescriptions public health facilities deal with are repeat prescriptions. Now, smart lockers are secure electronic lockers that are connected to the internet. The idea is that patients can come to collect their prescriptions from the lockers when they become available. Now, this means that healthcare resources can be focused elsewhere and less time is wasted dispensing medication.
Oh, the use of ICT. I see.
Now, how do they work? The patients will enroll in collection program at their local healthcare center. When the time comes for the medication to be collected, it is loaded into the smart locker. The system will send a text message to the patient notifying them that their prescription is available.
Cool. So instead of having mobile clinics are still necessary, but anyway, there can be facilities that has all these lockers for people to just travel from wherever.
Yeah.
Once you get a text message, I like the fact that it's a text,
and then it gives you a location now where your
where
the guys are right now.
Oh, cool!
I think.
Oh, where you can just go to the facility.
Where the mobile clinic is at the time. This text will also provide a one-use PIN number. When the patient arrives at the smart lockers, they enter their phone number and PIN number on the screen. The locker containing their prescription will open and the patient can collect their medication.
But that still means there needs to be delivery into this lockers.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And like what they're saying is that when the package has arrived, automatically there's a message that you receive on your phone.
So meaning a grandma from wherever far, I nearly said Makaka, and then Isabella was gonna be like, it's not that fast.
It's not really that fast.
They can then decide, I can't go today because it's raining, or the river is too full, we can't cross, but your medication is still gonna be there. That is so thoughtful.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Only an African could think of this. It's fine.
Circumstance. inspire creativity.
When the patient arrives at the... No, we talked about that, right? When the patient arrives at the smart locker, what they do.
Yeah.
Now, smart lockers could significantly reduce wait times at clinics.
Yeah.
The Pillarbox website claims the collection time could drop to as little as 2 minutes.
Let me tell you something that happens to public clinics. I don't know. Do you have medical... So do you go to this private doctors or do you at times use public?
Private doctor, all because family friends.
Okay. Listen, for people who use public, what do you call it? Health
public
facilities.
Yeah, public health.
Where that base, you go there and you'll be told, Guti, is the day where when people with Bako Pakadi Bidis.
To come get.
So the pills.
Prescriptions. These are.
Kills, my guy.
Yeah.
Yana, you get there and all you see is heads. Like you'd see chickens in a chicken farm.
You just see.
You know what happened? When I see that, I just take a U-turn.
Like, yeah, like not today.
It was fine.
I'm not really that sick.
Yeah, no.
I'll come tomorrow. And it's always that question. Yeah, like who's the last one in the line?
Bruh, and they're like, and then they're like,
you see where you turned, where you're from, the right turn you took. Yes, yeah, that
and
person.
That was the first person you met when you entered this.
Exactly. Hello.
Even when you get there, the guy will tell you, there's a lady who went to get bananas.
She's in front of me. Nah, bruh. And what I've seen is that on queues, they do like with these health centers, they put benches on the side, right?
Yeah.
So you have a queue, but there are benches.
Yeah.
And now there's a long queue.
Yeah.
And the bench is full of people.
Yes.
And you get there, you're like, oh, I know what this is. I know what this is. I ain't gonna wait for this. I'll come tomorrow, bruh, 5 a.m.
And are those sitting already with the waiting for
you understand?
Like, so after this, I'm going to join that. You just like, you know what? I'll come tomorrow morning.
Oh, when you're on the line, and it keeps on going forward.
Yeah.
The bench also moves.
Yeah.
Because some people keep on jumping in, and I'm like, wait. So Jesus.
It's a good solution. It really
it's
is.
It's a very nice one. Now, patients will have increased privacy, which for some people is very important. Now, these lockers could also ease the strain on healthcare systems resources, as staff are no longer needed to hand out repeat prescriptions. This means they can focus their time on their important areas.
Mm.
This also has an implication, loss of a human job opportunity. Kinda. I think I'm just saying.
Which one?
Every time they say, it releases strain from staff and whatnot. Like, I wouldn't mind if I'm really not doing anything. I wouldn't mind going for a clinic and volunteering and not really volunteering and be. I'll focus on these.
Yeah.
Monthly, whatever.
But that's just the thing. Our health practitioners are overworked. They're incredibly overworked. And that reduces the quality of the service you get. That's why people get all cranky and they want to dismiss you as soon as you step in. What do you have? Oh my gosh, he's a panado. I had panado last week in May. Are you now questioning my diagnosis? I'm just saying, I had
panado it didn't work,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you actually...
I know.
You know, so here's the thing about us also. You know, you research your Google and you get there, you're like, no. So I think I have this. And then you get to like,
I've seen it. I know those kind of situations where you get there and you think you know what you have. And
there was a time I had I was in a field, you know, a project field.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an infection on my finger. And it kept on spreading. And I showed it to my sister. And she's like, I don't remember what it was called. But I knew the cream I needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I get to the pharmacy. I'm like, you could pan two for this.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy was like, so I confirmed with my sister. She's like, yeah, that cream would actually work.
Work, yeah.
So I get to this guy. I'm like, you could pan this cream. It's like, what are you going to use it from? Like, I have an infection on my finger. And then he's like, no, I have this one. I don't have that one, but I have this one. And my sister's like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. Don't have it. I'm like, no. And then I had those. And then he's there like, oh, you're not gonna be that person. But the use of ICTs in different projects, I remember just yesterday, remember the presentation I went to was a project to research on how gender-based violence can is costing us, you know, our economy and its impact on the economy. So you start to see out-of-the-box projects that people are actually going for, and they're using simple ICTs, not necessarily complicated, especially because we have a ton load of developers out here.
But it's just that you have to find that need that needs to be...
And there's plenty in our country.
This is why, you know, I almost sound racist. This is why foreigners, when they get here, they get heart failure.
Yeah, because of opportunity. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Now, what happens next is that there are currently 6 smart locker units in operation in South Africa, and the company are building 8 more. Right now, Hutili aims to use the prize money to help improve the technology and expand his business. This way, they can manufacture more smart lockers and provide more units to healthcare centers. He hopes his invention can help cut the amount of the time patients spend managing chronic illnesses. Do you think our government would actually take this and, you know, practice it here in Lesotho?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We have
to. Do you think they're ready?
I mean, it depends also on how much
financial implications.
You know, how much it would cost. There's that element to consider. But I feel like it would cost less.
Okay.
If
sure.
this happening, you know, as a system that's used long term.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right then, thank you. It is 10 minutes after 8. Thank you for all tuning in. If you want to say anything, do not forget that the number, yeah, WhatsApp, the WhatsApp line is +266-633-04644. If you think that the smart locker would be very, you know, useful in our country, and how ready is our government to receive that invention, yeah, Mr. Neo Hutiri, +266-633-04644. And our social media platforms are right there, the Alpha Breakfast on Facebook and Sky Alpha HD on Facebook, Sky Alpha HD _ on Instagram, Sky Alpha _HD on Twitter. From me, D Dubs and Toby, Rise for Education segment. See you guys again on Tuesday, next week Tuesday.
Yes.
Now we'll be in February, out of January.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
My goodness.
Time needs to move.
This message was brought to you by Right for Education, Africa's largest independent online destination of timeless, relevant content that informs, inspires, and empowers. For more, check out their Facebook page, Right for Education. Or visit the website www.rightforeducation.org. Right for Education, our proud partners to the sky.
After years of classified research and experiments,